AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are debating in Flint, Michigan. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports on the night's Democratic debate.
Carlotta, 2 days before Michigan's all-important primary, there were some sharp elbows tonight. Take this exchange over Clinton's support of prior pre-K drills.
Tell the whole story, Senator
Let
Sanders.
Me tell my story, you tell yours.
I will.
Your story is for voting for every disastrous trade agreement and voting for corporate America.
But then Clinton noted Sanders voted against the auto rescue that here in Michigan is huge.
If everybody had voted the way he did, I believe the auto industry would have collapsed.
Still, despite these and other clashes, both candidates agreed their debate was way more substantive than the taunting and insults-rich shouting match Republicans had in Detroit 3 days ago. Carlotta?
Mark Smith joining us live from Flint, Michigan. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has won the Democratic presidential caucuses in Maine, adding an eighth state to his total in the 2016 race for president. On the Republican side, Senator Marco Rubio will collect all 23 of Puerto Rico's delegates after hosting a huge win there. He says voters have a right to be angry, but he's optimistic the country's problems can be fixed.
This country's in need of a conservative revival again. But a conservative revival that is not built on anger or frustration. We have a reason to be frustrated. Our nation is not headed in the right direction.
He spoke at an event in Idaho. The average price of gasoline has jumped 7 cents in the past 2 weeks to $1.84 a gallon. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg.
It's mostly because crude oil prices hit some kind of a bottom in these 2 weeks and rose by a few dollars per barrel. They rose more than gasoline did, which may indicate we're going to have a few more pennies at the pump coming soon.
The price is 70 cents a gallon cheaper than a year ago. This is AP Radio News. As the deadline looms next weekend for what could be New Jersey Transit's first strike in more than 30 years, commuters are worried about the impact.
The union set a strike deadline for just after midnight next Sunday, but the dispute has been percolating for nearly 5 years when the last contract expired. New Jersey Transit hasn't had a strike since a 1983 job action by conductors, during which train service still operated. Also, according to the National Mediation Board, which is overseeing talks, only a little more than 1% of rail or airline disputes it has been involved in since 1980 have led to service disruptions. I'm Julie Walker.
Raytheon, the company he worked for, says Raymond Tomlinson, the inventor of modern email, has died. Email existed before 1971, when Tomlinson invented the first network person-to-person email. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into new tile at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. We carry a great selection of over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from. Head into Menards and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your tile project today.
Save